News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is June the 20th, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's going to be a good day. You're joined today, of course, with Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
So you're ready for your first day here, huh?
I think I am.
Okay, we got us on the air, and so everything's
looking good.
Easy there. Of course, Trish Clark, Thursdays. Hey, Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
You're looking spiffy.
Well, I'm just excited to do Thursday morning and talk about all these great things, and the weather's wonderful. And
oh, yeah.
And
speaking
of weather, it's 61 degrees. It's sunny with a high near 85, a north to northwest wind, 7 to 11 miles per hour. Clear tonight with a low around 58. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 88. Clear on Friday night and a little cloudy over the weekend. But looks like this great weather is going to hold for a few more days. Weather is always just brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, and it's Thursday
tonight?
And it's pizza night.
You know, I talked to, I think he's already torn the wall down. I think
yes.
the wall's down out there, not to get in the political side of it, but in talking to Larry Lees, he said, if you put aside everything else where the wall was, and because it was 8 feet tall and you had a curve there, and at 55 miles an hour, there wasn't enough time to see. And the speed, the only way they could have dropped it, and this is according to Larry Lees, the only way they could have dropped the, dropped to prevent that was to drop the speed to 25. So you'd be going from 55 to 25.
And of course, the reality is, and I understand about all the speed limits, they're crazy because you have to do speed studies. You have to tell you can't go any lower than the median of the cars on the road. The fact of the matter is nobody is doing 55 on that road, because if you are, you're going to be in the ditch. You can't do 55 in most stretches of that road. But I think the reality of that, and I think the important thing to recognize is that when it was brought to Mr. Anselmo's attention that having followed the old fence line, which was in the property, the county right away, as soon as that was brought to his attention, he moved the darn thing. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
I think that's the point. Yeah, there was no argument there.
He just said, just follow the old fence line.
Now,
let's move it.
Now, we have to ask our sheriff when he gets back, because, Sheriff Basenko was at a meeting, and then he took a few days off. The first few days he's taken off, and, who knows when. Anyway, but let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Well, stocks and commodities are under pressure this morning after the weekly jobless claims came in higher than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 179 points at 14,933. The S&P 500 is off 14 points at 1614. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 36 points at 3,406. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 16 cents at $13.03, General Electric off 27 cents, trading at $23.52, Sprint Nextel up a penny at $7.01. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down a dime at $80.81, Pacific Gas and Electric off 38 cents, trading at $44.27, AT&T down 16 cents at $35.10. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.40%. For commodities, gold is down $72 an ounce at $1,300. Silver off $1.60 at $19. Crude oil down $2.61, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. As I was using the analogy yesterday, think of Wall Street as a jungle and the Wells Fargo Advisors as your professional hunters, moving you through the dangers of Wall Street until you find the right stock. Right there, our advisors from Wells Fargo. 530-243-7561. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Trish Clark and I will be just, we are going to be butting heads on a couple of, items here. No, not a real butt, but just kind of like a nudging on a couple of items we're going to be talking about as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, good morning. 713, June the 20th. And for all of our people in Chapac, we're all loaded up here with the Apple products, and we can get to the chat room. It just, you know, it says hello. I got my name on there, but I can't see anything I type. So I'm sure there's a workaround.
I can't see anything you type either.
Yeah, no, so I'm sure there's a workaround that one of you all know. So if you call and tell Savannah, maybe I can get back onto the chat room too, or I can run out and get my computer, my other computer. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, you know, death in Hollywood. Well, it was really death in Italy. James Gandolfini, the head of the star Sopranos, Tony Soprano, died at age 51 in Italy yesterday.
Yeah, and I have to confess that I don't watch the Sopranos, so.
You were what?
I don't watch the Sopranos.
No, you didn't. Oh, no, see, that I was didn't. A guilty pleasure for Linda. I mean, she would just, she watched every one of them.
Yeah, no, I didn't. So actually, I'm not real familiar with him, but from my point of view, anybody who dies of a heart attack at 51, that's way too young to be having heart attacks. Yeah, that's really sad.
I mean, that is, man. And he, his daughter was only 8 months old.
No, that's sad. That's,
It is.
Well.
So I guess there'll be no reunion.
I guess not.
No, okay. Well, anyway. But, you know, the thing is that it's one of those guys that's had a, you know, it's one of the people as an actor has had an impact on the culture because of the Sopranos miniseries was so different than anything else was right then. If you look at it strictly from art's sake. Okay. Well. Okay, I know you're talking. You're just sitting over there.
You're wanting seething. A bigger conversation. You didn't strike home with that one.
Yeah, no. I just think it should be recognized.
No, I do. I think I was a little surprised, quite frankly, last night that he was way more popular than I would have anticipated. And because I'm not much of a TV person.
Uh-huh.
So, every channel was that you flipped through the TV. When I turned it on, which is why I don't watch much TV, was talking about this guy dying, and I thought, wow, I didn't really think we got that much press when heads of state passed away or somebody that I knew who they were. But evidently, he was very popular in that.
Did you see much on the four soldiers being killed in Afghanistan?
No, I didn't see anything about that.
It was, you know, the head of Sopranos. And, I mean,
well, there you have it, and I guess that's probably my point.
Maybe Beyonce appeared someplace.
Yes. Or maybe... Maybe one of the stars is in rehab again or out or, that seems to be more important.
Hey, what do you think about the, they came out yesterday in the budget from our friends in Sacramento, the Democrats in Sacramento. And I can say that because the Democrats control everything. The Democrats control everything. So I can say it's Democrats. They took out of the budget the ability for people to go in and ask for information.
We can ask, but we don't have to give it to you anymore.
Yeah, and we don't have to explain it.
And now they're rethinking that. Evidently, they kind of got hammered because I did hear this morning that, yeah, they're going to add another, they're going to redo that. They're going to rethink that, and they're going to put in another piece of legislation now to overturn that part of the budget.
Yeah. I like the word they used, though, when they were trying to figure this out. Chaotic. The chaotic atmosphere and the Democratic controlled legislature trying to fix something where they took away the right of the people to know what was going on. Hey, how's that Democrat vote working for you so far?
Yes, exactly. You know, and it wouldn't be so bad if it was just Democrat, but I mean, this is a absolutely liberal bastion down there of, they have absolutely no idea what they're doing. They have no institutional memory. They're all shooting from the hip and doing whatever just sounds good and feels good. And, oh, my God, we can do anything we want to. And, boy, they are. Amazing.
Well, you know, it's – how do you stop them? You don't. Unless they make something so bad like this one with the – when they took away the rights for people to be able to find out information. It was so bad that they got such a reaction. And then, you know, now they're scrambling to try and fix it. But – did you hear?
But the reaction they got, let's be clear, wasn't from the people in this state particularly. It's from the press. And part of the whole problem that we have with the way things are being done is because the press won't get involved in pointing out the stupidity and ridiculousness of what's happening down there. Now we're goring their ox. And so now they're right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Somewhat like
but
the
when
media,
they pass
when they...
a law that says you have to pay $50 to buy a box of ammo, and you have to be fingerprinted, and you have to hear anything from the press about that? Oh, heavens no.
That's okay.
Yeah, that sounds like makes good sense to me.
Well, they didn't get too excited about Obama until they found out that he was going after the reporters.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, this is
lie
wrong.
Lie to us about
this
Benghazi, run guns in Mexico, target tea parties all over the place.
Dance really bad.
You just name it. Lie to us every time you open your mouth. They don't have nothing to say about that. But, oh, you spied on a reporter. Now they're all up in arms.
Chris, what's his name? Chris Michaels? Who's the one from MSNBC?
Chris Matthews.
Matthews.
Did he get the shiver up his leg?
Yeah, the tingle that ran up his leg when he saw Obama. I just wonder if he still got that tingle because he's been taking him on. How about the $100 million trip to sub-Sahara Africa?
Exactly.
What the hell is this?
And how about the fact that this guy's been in office for 5 years now? He's no longer can blame Bush every time he gives a bad speech. Now it's the son. Can't see his teleprompter in Russia.
No,
he sounds like an idiot, or in Germany, or wherever the world he was.
It was Germany.
It was Germany. And now he can't, and so he does a really bad speech and you go, oh, it must be the sun.
Well, the sun couldn't see
how
my,
bad he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, unless you write it down for him, because if he does talk off the cuff, he'll let people know what he really talks means and what he really intends to do, and they can't let anybody find that out, like we don't already know.
Like, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Bott.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever so popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wild Card Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, 7:23 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's is the place to get coffee and then later on cold drinks. Then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. And now with all the pot collectives closing down, people can go right back to the cinnamon clove cigarettes. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people supporting this community, Joe and Shelley are. All right, Trish. Today at noontime, They are meeting at the city council chambers to discuss with the people the exchange of land, which is out by the Reading Electric Utility, and to trade that land for 14.5 acres for the land down at Turtle Bay. So they can build a hotel on the 5 acres and have some land to expand, if they want to put in an IMAX or the planetarium, which is what I think the plan was, or I've heard plans like that. This is brought aboard by Rick Bassetti. I talked to Rick yesterday. He thinks it's a way to move forward and to keep Turtle Bay a viable part of our community.
Well, and if I don't know if anything in this community that can get people talking quicker than Riverland property and McConnell Foundation and Turtle Bay. It'll stir everybody up, and there's as many different opinions out there as there are issues. There's an underlying thing when you start listening to people. I've been doing a lot of listening the last couple of weeks because this is just a hot topic. Anytime we start talking about that property that the city owns, any place on the river, even the stuff, you know, out of the city, there's one side of the argument that says they do not want McConnell controlling their property anymore. There's a school of thought that says McConnell's in too much control of what's happening in Reading already. Then there's the people who just believe that anything you can build down there in the river to expand Turtle Bay, and all of that is a really good thing. Then there's the side of it that says, who in the heck wants to put a hotel down there anyway? That's no place for a hotel. That's riverfront property. The people need access to it. Now, I can fall in any one of those categories at any given moment and argue any side of it. I do have just a little bit of a problem with them owning all of that property and having control over it into the future.
Well, yeah, but they already own the other side of the river.
My point exactly.
Yeah, but there's a 150-foot easement on the other side of the river, too. I'm going to take this side of it, and then we can switch over. McConnell Foundation owns the other side of the river. They have given at least 150-foot easement, so the city can put things in there. You got the gardens and all that. You have the Turtle Bay Museum, which is it could be a viable part of our community. It brings people in, you know, right next to the bridge right there. The place where they're going to put the hotel is kind of was off to the side. It's going to be up there closer anyway. It's not going to be right on the river. And that is a moneymaker. That's millions of dollars a year right into our city. And the reason I think it's going to be a moneymaker, one, it's right off the 5. It's right there. And let's just say Bethel Church is there in Bethel Church running the Civic Auditorium for at least the next 4 years. So you've got a built-in group of people that are there. So I look at that. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen. It doesn't mean that the people that are going to Bethel because they go to school there or go to the school right there. But here's the thing is, if we want to keep Turtle Bay open, they're going to have to do something. Now, if trading land, if it's a fair swap dollar-wise, that's what I'm looking at is dollar-wise. If the land is worth, I'm just going to say $10 million, and I'm just using that, and the land out there that you're going to swap is worth $9 million, and the swap happens and then McConnell pays the difference and gets the 14.5 acres, is able then to buy or to build the hotel and have another funding stream to help keep Turtle Bay Museum. Now, that's the argument. And the other part is what does it bring, you know, Turtle Bay brings to our community? All right.
Okay, but what about the original argument to this whole production and build-up of that area down there is the fact that there's only one way in and out of that area. Long-term need was for another access across the river. Cars to get out. What happens when you have an event at Turtle Bay, you have an event at the fairgrounds, and you have an event at the convention center down there, and we have some kind of a catastrophe? How in the world do people get out of that area?
I mean, do you really want to know? Because I think the plan is you go across to Channel 7's lot, and they knock down that fence and takes you right onto the freeway. It's not a plan, but I think that's the way to do it.
Well, I think maybe that's what happens. But you know, there is a
but you're right. There's only one way.
There is a segment of the community that has forever argued that we needed another access across there.
Yes. And the other thing too is, and if you want to take the other side is, hey, wait a minute. This land was given to be, you know, for a park and for the people here. And now we're building hotels. And this. So there's an argument there.
There certainly is.
Here's the only thing I'd really want our city council to do. Really, really have an open mind on this thing. Listen to it. And if it's good for the people of Reading, that's the way they should vote. If it's good for the people of Reading.
Well, and certainly there's a value and there's no question that the bridge, the Turtle Bay, all of that is a draw.
It is.
There are people in the community who say that the people of the city of Reading, the low income, can't afford to use any of it.
Well, then maybe that's something we ought to address too. Hey, we'll be right back after the news. We've got Riverfront, and we'll be right back with more discussion.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are sharply lower for a second straight day. This after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the central bank may scale back its bond buying program depending on the economic outlook. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 150 points. Meanwhile, a Goldman Sachs downgrade is taking a toll on Disney shares today. Goldman expects increased competition for ESPN with the premiere of Fox Sports 1 in August. The banking giant also notes slower growth in the cable network segment could hurt Disney. Fox Sports 1, like Fox Business, is owned by News Corporation. And EBIX shares are down more than 48% after Goldman Sachs called off its $820 million bid for the insurance technology provider. EBIX is being investigated by both the U.S. Attorney of Georgia and the SEC for alleged misconduct at its business. The allegations were brought to light because of pending shareholder class action lawsuits. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? As hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Play high-stakes Indian Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dub in December on Sunday, June 30th. Regular games pay $500. Pay for $25, electronic $55. We are the only place in town to offer a free breakfast buffet with your bingo buy-in every last Sunday of the month. Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Play in our 30-game marathon on June 30th. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, 5th cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it's Thursday, June the 20th. It's 7:34 in the morning at 62 degrees. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Excuse me if you don't see me in the chat room, it's because I have an Apple iPad, an iPad mini that was given to me for Father's Day. And unfortunately, my iPad mini, which works everywhere else in the world, can't get into my chat room.
Yeah. There's another button you need to push somewhere there. I've done it with my iPad, so I know you can, but
if somebody knows how to do this, call Savannah and tell Savannah because she can't get in either. So we're just sitting here blind. But we're here with funny people. Yeah. We're here with actors. All right. Let's get them turned on. We're here with Maria Drake, who is the director of Bells on Their Toes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we don't have – there's that little dinging sound going on when I said your name. What is
that?
How do you do that?
Well, I have my own little special percussion system.
Oh, that's good. So usually we just do this. But okay.
I brought mine with me.
You brought yours with you. Okay, Maria, you brought some of your cast. I see there's like 12 more of them out there. So
– well, I have – there's 18 per cast, but I have double cast some of the kids. So there's 25 altogether.
Okay, now, what's the story about Bells on Their Toes? This is a play that's been around for a long time.
Oh, yes. It's been around for a long time. This is the charming sequel to Cheaper by the Dozen. And it is where the family takes up after father dies. And mom has to go on with his work. So she's on her way to Europe. And she's leaving the kids to fend for themselves, basically, with the help of the housekeeper slash handyman slash cook, sort of. And
the kids range from?
They range from age 8 to 19. In the play, in actual life, they are 10 to about 19, 20.
Okay.
And it's just hilarity ensues, of course. You know, when you leave kids to their own devices, things start happening.
One or two kids, a dozen kids, oh my goodness.
Have you done anything to bring it up closer to date here?
No. No, okay. It is all set back in 1924, and it was written by two of the kids, and then adapted for the screen. But it's totally back in period. All the clothes, okay. The props, everything.
All right, let's go through your cast here. Let's start with you, Hard Rock. And what's your name?
My name's Isaac.
Isaac, and what part do you play?
I play Al Lynch, who's uproariously big, larger-than-life character, comes in, demands all the attention.
Is he one of the children?
No, he's engaged to one of the children.
Oh, okay, I get this now. Have you been to London before?
No.
Or do you just have the shirt?
No, I just have the shirt.
That's okay, I got a shirt that says I rode a camel in Egypt. I haven't done that either. Okay, let's go to you. And what's your name?
My name's Amanda Streetman.
And Amanda, what part do you play?
I play Anne Gilbreth, who is the oldest child. So
okay. She's
the one that's kind of in charge of everyone when mother goes away.
So. Do they have any respect for you at all?
Yeah, I'd like to think that they do.
Okay.
And they all respect her and like her, so they'll follow directions.
Okay. So, all right. And then the young man behind you, and you are?
Christian Crozier.
And what part do you play?
I play Dr. Bob when the
Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob. Family comes down with an unexpected illness, and he comes in and falls in love with the eldest daughter.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they could do that back then, right? Yeah. I mean, just, you know, you're playing, a 56-year-old guy?
No, he's 20. He's like 20.
Oh, he's like 20, okay. And you're a doctor when you're 20? Well, that was back in 1924. You just had to be able to spell medicine, right? Mm. Okay, so...
this is all from the Riverfront Playhouse. And so it's starting this weekend, first production. And how long will this play run then?
It runs for 5 weekends.
And it's just going to be on the weekends, not during the week?
We have buyouts that we have that people can, businesses and different people can come and buy out the theater, and we will do private performances for them. And it's as a fundraiser. They do those for fundraisers for their charity, for their organization. And so we do those on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. And then we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinees.
Well, on Wednesday, July 3rd is going to be that's our media night there on July 3rd. So we're going to be giving away tickets to that. Not right now, but probably next week to our listeners and to other people to get people down in there, because this looks like it's going to be a fun.
It is uproariously funny, and the doctor in this one actually makes house calls.
Now, do when people decide they want to go, do they need to call in advance and get tickets, or if they show up, if they show up early enough, usually get a seat?
Usually, if you show up early enough, you can. Otherwise, you can go to Cascade Theater and buy the tickets, or you can go on to Cascade
riverfrontplayhouse.org, I think. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to riverfrontplayhouse.net, and they will give you information on where to buy the tickets.
Great. Good. Hey, Isaac, what's your favorite part?
My part is my
your
favorite
part. Your part is your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, who are you, Isaac? Are you a student or
Yeah, I'm going to be a senior this year.
Where at?
At Foothill High School.
At Foothill High School?
Yeah.
I like your attitude. And mom or older sister? And what about you? What are you doing?
I graduated from West Valley last year, and I just finished up as a freshman at Shasta College. So. Okay.
We're going to have the president of Shasta College in here in like about 20 minutes.
Oh, well, that'd be pretty cool.
You can just stay here and open the door for him, just kind of, you know, things. No,
yeah, get on his good terms. Yeah. Right.
Well, that's good. Okay, Dr. Bob?
Same situation as Ann. I've just finished my freshman year at Shasta. Graduated from Anderson Union High School.
Yay.
Okay, now, what do you plan? It's a two-year school. What are you studying there?
Oh, I'm studying theater and music. I'm a voice major.
Okay. And Ann?
I'm mostly just studying theater and technical theater, so.
Now, when you graduate from Shasta, didn't you go on to another 2 years someplace or just?
Yeah, me and, Christian both are looking to transfer to Southern Oregon University. So.
Okay.
It's a good school there in Ashland. It's really rich with theater productions.
It certainly is. And what about you, Isaac?
I'm following right behind them.
Okay, so you're going to be moving over to Shasta and then following them up to Southern Oregon?
Yep.
Start your own, like, playhouse theater group up there?
No, they're all going to come back and expand ours.
Well, you know what? You know, believe it or not, a lot of people don't realize is just how, well, rich a theater heritage we have here in Redding and Shasta County and how many people are involved in it. We're continually, when people say there's nothing to do around here, I said, look, any weekend. It's not if there's anything going on. It's how can you get from spot to spot to spot. And a lot of it's theater. We appreciate the young people in it. And Maria Drake, who is the director.
Yeah. And actually the mom in this show is done by one of you guys, Rachel, who is, belongs to your guys' radio station.
She does. Rachel, we love Rachel. And I can just see that, Mom.
She does wonderful. She's not on very long, but her part is critical.
Her presence is always there. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming by. And, you can get tickets again at the Cascade Theater. It starts
this Saturday at, 7:30. Please be on time because we plan to start on time.
Okay. And we'll be giving away tickets next week, for July 3rd, which is our media night. We're, KCNR. So thank
you. We look forward to seeing you there and, applaud you for, and thank you very much for having us here. And the house opens there at 6:45. So you can come on and get tickets and something to drink.
All right. Great. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malucky, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Buttonham from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive D. Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org.
org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Wind River Casino, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, Record Searchlight, and Five Star Bank. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomensRefuge.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, June the 20th. Right here. Yeah! Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. You want great work on your countertops, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, fire pits at all. But he also makes these smokers that you can barbecue in. We've got one right here in front in the, right here in the, studios, in the offices. We're going to donate that. This is a KCNR one, and it's beautiful. I mean, the thing is just outstanding. It's made out of a 50-gallon barrel, but you couldn't tell that. It's just absolutely great. And we're going to donate that, of course, to the We the People in Sovereign Minds are going to having a fundraiser on the 29th that out. And we're just going to, dinner is going to be raffled. A lot of guns that we're going to be raffling off, or they're going to be raffling off. You can buy a table. You can buy individual tickets. Give Jones Ford a call. And stop by here. We have some brochures. Take a look at this thing. We're going to raffle that off. And it's absolutely beautiful. And it's done by Mike Huber at Estate Granite. Great work they do. Give them a call at 530-241-7866.
You know, we need to wrap up that conversation about Turtle Bay, because there's no question that this is a topic in the community. And I invite everybody to come at 12 o'clock and find out exactly what the proposal is. 12 o'clock today. Because, there's so many good things about what has happened there, but there's also, in the minds of a lot of people in the city of Reading, a need to perhaps change the focus of that area just a little bit to be more inclusive to more of the community.
If you've got a comment about this, 605-4567, what do you think? Should the city trade land with the McConnell Foundation so that the equivalent of 14.5 acres down right there where Turtle Bay is, so they can build a hotel and expand from there. And trading the land up there where REU, across the road from REU. What this means is, that the 14.5 acres with that trade means that it belongs to them, and it no longer does prevailing wage get into this, which is what this whole thing is about.
Exactly.
Is prevailing wage.
Being able to afford to build the hotel.
Well, the funny thing about it is too is that a lot of people that are on that side, of unions and support unions are now locked in combat with the unions over this thing.
Well, and the sad part of that is that the decision was made, this whole plan was made to build that hotel based on the ruling from the labor board that it was not a prevailing wage contract. And so that's how the whole thing was going forward. And I don't like it when then in the middle of the stream, they changed the rules. The unions went to them, asked them to reconsider, and they did. And came out with the ruling that now it's prevailing wage, which really threw a hook in the plans. So from that point of view,
it changed the plan. Initial ruling was, no, that's not, doesn't need to be. Got up to Sacramento. Oh my gosh. It was a change. And was there any surprise in this? That once it got up to Sacramento?
Go right back to, gee, what do we got going on down there and that whole mindset in the Capitol?
Yeah, sure. They don't care. It's just, we've got to support support this one point of view, which is a little strange.
But 12 o'clock today at City Hall, this is your opportunity to have your input because this is an issue in this community. Everybody's got an opinion one way or the other. Go get all the facts and then offer your 2 cents.
In fact,
help them make a good decision being a part of it.
Mayor Bassetti said he welcomes people to come down and make a statement. For the city council. Now we already know a couple of the city council are just livid against this. I mean, I just know it because I've been told. But we've got to think is how can we,
what's the best decision for the city of Reading?
Yes.
The citizens and the city as a whole. What is the best decision that the city council can make at this time?
You know, what they can do with that, they can put a codicil on it. If you're afraid that something else is going to happen, they're going to do something that's bad. You can put a codicil in this trait that says you can only do this and this and this there, for that 14 acres.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can do those things.
All kinds of conditions can be included in the deal.
And you're absolutely right is that, these things are expensive to go in there. Maybe with another funding stream there and that it would lower the prices of what's happening.
Make it so that more people, there's a lot of people who remember the old Carter House Museum, some of the places where you could take your kids in. There were things to do and see and touch, real live things that they could do, and it didn't cost you any money. Maybe there's some ways that they could expand some opportunities over there for the public. If this hotel came to light and they got a steady funding stream, maybe they could put some things in that the whole community could use and be more accessible
to. Now, we're going to take a break now, but after the 8 o'clock hour, we have the president of Shasta College, Joe Weiss, and Captain Pertain, who runs the jail. We're going to talk about this new program about inmates going to Shasta County that broke yesterday. Fortunate enough to get both of them on this morning, and we can talk about this program. I think it's going to be really interesting, but there are some questions about it that I think everybody has. So here's your chance to ask the two gentlemen that have put this thing together. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Abarea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll bring you all the action from Tiger Field starting at 7 as this week the Colt 45s take on the Northwest Stars. So if you can't make it out to the ballpark this Saturday night, join us right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Paid for by Sansbury & Associates Investment Research.
Jim, did you know that right now, some retail banks around the country are allowing people to exchange ordinary paper dollars for real holding-your-hand silver?
What?
Yeah, I'm talking about walking into almost any ordinary bank in the U.S., then after a short and free transaction in many instances, bingo! walking out with a handful of real silver.
Banks are just handing out silver?
Yes. It's all part of a little-known loophole, although very few people know how to take advantage of it.
And anyone can try this? Exchange paper dollars for silver?
Yep. You don't even need an account with the bank.
Come on, there's got to be a catch.
Nope. No accounts to open, no personal information to give out. Listen, a former professional on Wall Street recently posted a free video online showing exactly how to do it. Just go to www.retirementsilver14.com and check it out. You won't believe how easy this can be. That website again is retirementsilver14.com. Retirementsilver, the number 14.com. www.retirementsilver14.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda Bott getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Savannah, I hope you're, are you working tonight?
That's a really good question.
Oh.
I hope I am. I really like that show.
Okay, well you can be the producer then. Savannah is our latest producer and board operator we have in here, and we are lucky to have her. We're also lucky to have Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Have a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Package deals to fit any budget. That's important because, you know, you want to go out, you're local, you want to go out on the lake when it gets hot, and it will get hot. Come on out and have fun. Relax without breaking the bank at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or look at their website at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, good people out there. And you know what? Their boats are absolutely pristine. We've been out on one for a little trip. Okay. I won't say it's a riot because it's not. We have, you had 11 white inmates fighting four black inmates in the jail. Hate crimes.
You see, and I don't, I'm sorry, a crime is a crime.
I had to throw that one out to you.
You know, I hate that whole deal about, it's, if you can make it a hate crime, it's somehow worse. Somebody kills somebody, that's bad enough. You don't need to put another tag on it and try to make it into something that it isn't. I hate that whole classification that we keep continually trying to do and diversify this population. We're all Americans and let's just be Americans. And stop with the titles.
Yeah, it's still going to be a riot. It wasn't a riot, too. You know,
I started
to write riot in there, but it's not a riot. Riot means people, it's out of control. As soon as they started throwing punches at each other, everybody converged on them. They tased all of them, and including just two people standing there just to get – no. They got in there. As soon as they got in there,
they stopped it.
No, I'm just kidding. They didn't tase. I don't think they tased anybody. Don't tease me, bro. But they stopped the fight and they segregated the black inmates into another area. I guess you could say they segregated the white inmates into another area, but they moved the black inmates into another area. This thing had been going on, it looked like for a while they were having problems. The guy noticed it, or one of the correctional officers noticed it. Boom, calls for help, and just when it started, you know, the rest of them, you know, waded in.
You know, and in fact, the matter is, in the jail, they have to be very careful about separating, gang members, different groups, you can't house them together. You have to be, you know, careful about. So I guess you might call it segregation.
What is segregation? I mean, you segregate the
people together that are apart that are likely to fight with each other.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't have to deal with the fights.
Well, you know what? We're going to have the Captain Pertain. He's going to be here, and you know who runs the jail. We can ask him about that. But that's not why he's here.
Well, they're all going to face charges. Is what this is about, as they should.
And they should be. You can't, you know.
I don't like the whole thing about hate crimes.
They have, you know, but you gotta have order in jails. I mean, what can I say? You can't let the inmates run the jails.
Well, and I think that's true, but if I start pounding on you, is that a hate crime or is that just a crime?
Well, let me tell you a story about two Marines. Best buddies, combat buddies, one black, one white. Got drunk one night in Okinawa, got into a fist fight over a bar girl, whacked each other a few times, came back, and one of them got a cut over his head, over his eye. The other one took him down to get him sewed up. They were buddies. The next day, you cannot imagine, this was years ago, this was back in the 70s, how much paperwork we had to fill out on human relations and all these things because this was a black and white incident. Even though both of them are sitting there saying, sir, it was over a bar girl, you know, the blah, blah, blah. It was just out of control at that point because people were running so hard. Anyway, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to president of Shasta College and our one of our sheriff's captains, Brittany, that's going to be who's helped put together this program where we can have where they're going to put inmates into Shasta College trying to break the cycle to get them a new start. So
interesting conversation.
It will be. And we'll be right back then after these messages. You know, this last bit of the show here, this last part, was brought to you about Mount Shasta Springwater. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A sell-off resumes on Wall Street. The Dow down 206 points, still anxious about what the Fed plans to do and when. Fox Business Network's Diane Macedo, live on the markets.
Well, Lisa, markets around the world are in the red after Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke yesterday said bond purchases will likely slow down this year and end next year. That sent the Dow down more than 200 points yesterday. As for today, jobless claims came in at a higher than expected 354,000 for last week. But on the bright side, May existing home sales topped 5 million for the first time in 3.5 years. Home resales rose 4.2%, a sign the housing recovery is strengthening.
Diane, thanks. The decisions everyone's waiting for from the U.S. Supreme Court, not happening today. But they have just ruled on a First Amendment case involving AIDS funding. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in D.C.
And the Supreme Court continues to consider arguments on same-sex marriage and race-based college admissions, but has struck down a federal law justices say violates free speech protections. To get funding for HIV and AIDS programs overseas, nonprofit organizations had to denounce prostitution, the Obama administration arguing it's a reasonable requirement to curb sex trafficking. But a 6-2 ruling says such a requirement violates the First Amendment. Organizations working in Africa, Asia, and South America challenged the law, arguing their work has nothing to do with prostitution. The court is scheduled to release more opinions Monday, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. An amendment supporters hope would push immigration reform to passage in the U.S. Senate could hit the floor soon. It aims to address concerns that the original bill didn't do enough to boost border security.
The entire effort of immigration reform hinges on whether or not we get the border security parts of the bill right.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, part of the so-called Gang of Eight. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide to continue living at home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Well, who knew? James Gandolfini say the actor was nothing like the character that made him famous.
He had no airs about him, you know. He didn't, as iconic as he was.
Sopranos actor Joe Ganascoli, one of the many still in shock over Gandolfini's sudden death at age 51. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah, live in L.A.
His on-screen wife, Edie Falco, says the love between Tony and Carmela was one of the greatest she's ever known. His longtime co-star says he was a man of tremendous depth and sensitivity, with a kindness and generosity beyond words. Frank Vincent played New York boss Phil Leotardo, and like the rest of the cast, was shocked by his death.
He was a tough guy, and he was a confused guy. Jimmy had the depth to do that range. Not many actors could do that.
Gandolfini went into cardiac arrest yesterday in Rome and died shortly after arriving at the hospital. Lisa?
Sabrina, thanks. New twists and turns in the effort to talk peace with the Taliban. An Afghan spokesman now says President Karzai is willing to join the talks if The U.S. follows through with promises he said were made by Secretary of State Kerry in a phone call. The planned talks had been thrown into disarray when Karzai canceled a planned delegation to the newly opened Taliban office in Qatar. Meantime, the Taliban makes an offer and a demand.
The Taliban want five of their senior operatives out of Guantanamo Bay before they start talking. In an exclusive phone call to the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman says in exchange they'll release a 27-year-old U.S. soldier they're holding captive. Army Sergeant Bo Bugdol from Idaho disappeared from his base in southeastern Afghanistan in 2009. It's believed he's in Pakistan.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither. Secretary of State John Kerry, meantime, is due to arrive in Qatar tomorrow. The Dow now down 225 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, of course. It is 8:05, June the 20th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. At least we believe we are. I can pull it up, but I have an Apple device now, and it just sits there and sticks its tongue out at me.
Well, you just have to figure out how you need to bypass that whole thing.
Where's my workaround
on this?
One
could have tried to get into the chat room prior to the time they started the show this morning and
probably could have
figured out how you do that.
Yeah.
And then they'd be looking at what everybody else was saying. 64 degrees out there right now, and it's going to be sunny with a high near 85 with north to northwest winds 7 to 11 miles an hour. Clear with a low around 58 tonight. Sunny with a high near 88 on Friday. Clear with a little bit of chance of rain over the weekend and maybe some cloudiness, but looking like a really nice weekend in the North State. Well, and the weather's brought to us this time at Anselmo's Vineyards, and it's Thursday night.
And we know what that means.
Pizza night. Need to call up there and get a reservation if you're going to come up for pizza, because quite often, especially with the weather like this, they're going to sell out. So you need 474-5546 and make your reservation.
Make your reservation. They have, of course, horseback riding, sporting clays, you know, great dinners, the ambiance out there, the service is just outstanding. You know, but the other thing they have out there are major events. Weddings, everything like this.
A big, big, beautiful pavilion to hold all kinds of big parties, weddings, and family
that's
reunions.
That's right, and a brand new wall right in front of the chapel.
Yeah.
four feet shorter and back about a foot. you know what? We get, you know what? I can't help it. This amuses me. I mean,
well,
in some ways.
And I just will say, you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong. And I think it
he was
shows,
wrong. Yeah. Well,
even
he,
though
he followed
the
exactly.
old line, the
right.
fence that had been there for
right.
forever on that property. He just replaced it, with a block wall fence, and that kind of you couldn't see through. But when that was brought to his attention, he didn't argue about it. He tore it down.
You know, and really the one that, you know,
I think the thing that really irritated with him that was the deputies that delivered the
platoon of sheriffs that were out there.
Yeah. He said, gee, they couldn't have just mailed me this and let me know. I mean, they needed the armed guard to.
I can't wait till Tom comes on.
Yeah.
I can ask him.
We'll talk about that.
We can hang on to that. But I tell you what, let's talk to somebody that really has her thumb on the pulse of what's going on, and that's Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Hey, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. Well, major averages are retreating for a second day over concerns of a slowing global economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 232 points at 14,880. The S&P 500 is off 22 points at 1606, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 53 points at 3,389. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, eBay off $1.08 at $51.15. Qualcomm down 49 cents, trading at $61.42. Apple down $1 at $4.21.90. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 30 cents at $21.41. North Valley Bank off 9 cents at $17.05. Bank of Commerce trading up higher, a penny at $4.93. For commodities, gold is down $78 an ounce at $1,295. Silver down $1.71 at $19. Crude oil off $2, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much. That was our friend Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors, our Market Minute, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Think of them as your guides through the jungles of Wall Street. They'll take you to safety and help you find the gold at the end of the rainbow. That's Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561.
I like them better as guides than as the hunters.
I like,
I'd like to be the hunter behind them. I mean, then, you know, they find it and I capitalize on it.
Well, that's what I mean, but they're the ones that get you there. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have the president of Shasta College, Joe Weiss, with us, and Captain Anthony Bertain, from the Sheriff's Office, who is in charge of our facility, our lockup facility here, the county jail. And we're here to talk about Step Up, this new program to put inmates into school with non-inmates. And I don't know, can we tell the difference sometimes? Anyway, we'll talk about that, how this works, how the people get selected, how it's paid for, and a number of other things, and any questions that you may have when you give us a call at 530-605-4567. We'll be right back. Trish Clark and Carl Bott, KCNR 1460.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malucky, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Buttonham from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive D. Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at CascadeTheater.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Free Fire Media, Cheryl Bombauer, Teamwork HR at O2 Staffing, Apex Technology, Reading Bank of Commerce, Alaska Financial Company, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Reading Rancheria. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Chef John Stadelli.
I have been with Anselmo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture-to-plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Yeah. Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Your radio station. What you want to know, we try to put on the air. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, there is just a, you know, this is the last probably nice days we're going to have. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls. We use them at our house. Bad Bob just had a system put in. Martin knows what he's doing, and his crew knows what they're doing. Check them out at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. They will cool your house down. All right. Our guest is the president of Shasta College, Joe Wise, and Captain Anthony Bertain, who runs our jail here in Shasta County. And together, they are the two main leaders of this new program called Step Up. So, gentlemen, who wants to Captain, you want to start off with this?
Hey, thanks for allowing me to be here and explain the program. The Shasta Technical Education Program, Unified Partnership, also known as Step Up, is an idea that has been started, bounced around a little bit in the Community Corrections Partnership Program, Executive Steering Committee meetings earlier this year. Basically, the way it got started was I received a phone number for Eva Jimenez, the dean of the business section out at the college, and set up a meeting and sat down with her and kind of went over some ideas of how we can get some potential inmates identified and enrolled out at the college in lieu of doing actual jail time. So, and we're right at the cusp of getting them enrolled and starting up the program in the fall of this coming semester. So it's an innovative idea, and I know it's causing some questions to be brought up and within the community, but we're doing our part to try to reduce the recidivism rate and free up bed space in our one and only jail that we have.
Okay, when we heard about this yesterday, I had a number of questions. People called in about this. This was a hot topic, and the idea of breaking the cycle, I am all for that. I am. I frankly think that the cycle, if we could break it at age four, somehow, I don't know, what's that, take all the kids and move them out of it, put them into like decent places, and we wouldn't have to worry. You wouldn't have a job. And I think this is probably, you wouldn't want to have a job if at that point everything is that good. The questions were how they're selected for this and what happens when they get to the school. How do they get into the program?
Well, first of all, they got to be a sentenced inmate within the facility. We did a survey of all the inmates within the jail population. Of course, everybody was pretty interested in trying to get outside the walls and get into school. But obviously, those who are sentenced, those who are the nonviolent and non-serious offenders, are going to be enrolled in this program.
And of course, they're going to have a GED to begin with, or high school education.
At least a GED is what we're working for, yes.
Okay. And then what happens, Joe? If they have to apply, just like anybody else.
Just like anyone else, they apply. They are able to, avail themselves of the same services. So just like any other citizen of the county, they can apply for financial aid. And if their income levels are certain amounts, they can apply for a fee waiver. But it's the same opportunity all of our students have. And then counseling and those sorts of things. They don't get priority enrollment. They're just like any other student from our perspective. When they're admitted, in the application and the enrollment period happens, they can enroll. We are targeting them in programs like heavy equipment and office administration where they can, where we have room, more room than maybe some other programs right now.
Are you going to segregate them? Are they going to have their own classes, or are they just going to be in the mix?
They're going to be in the mix, and that's like really almost any other opportunity people have once they're out of the jail and on probation, except this way we have a partnership with the sheriff's office and the probation to provide additional support, and we'll know who they are to provide that support rather than they're just in the mix and we don't know who they are.
Will the other students have an ability to know by looking at them who they are?
No, because
they're not going to be wearing bracelets.
It's not like Nazi Germany where you wear a star or
something. No, I was thinking about it, but they could, but I might have people that say there ought to be something like a ankle bracelet on them, at least.
Well, some of the inmates may be on a GPS monitor, potentially. Our goal is to get them off of that monitor. We want them to be assimilated into the campus out there. These particular individuals will be released to our work release program. And it's under that work release program that gives the sheriff the authority to, you know, allow these inmates to go out there in lieu of jail time, go get an education, either a vocational education, and benefit themselves. So.
And recognizing that we already have people in this community working on the work release program who are in facilities all over Shasta County.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's a real important point, Trish. Okay, but let's take a quick break here. Captain Anthony Bertain and the president of Shasta College, Joe Weiss, is with us. Let's come back. Let's talk about a little bit more about the selection, how they're going to fit in, and then later on the program courses, how is this being paid for. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Talk radio for the North State. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. It is about 8:23 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. Locally owned, family operated, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. The president of Shasta College, Joe Weiss, and Captain Anthony Bertain, who runs our jail, and our county, I should say our county jail facility here, have gotten together and have started a program called Step Up, which is a program to take inmates who and get them into the college, teach them a usable skill, heavy equipment, mechanics, administration, so that they can kind of break this cycle so that they can get a job and become productive members of society. Great idea. This is kind of like a first, isn't it, Captain?
That is correct. Some of the bigger departments have the ability. I mean, we're talking the departments in the south part of the state that can bring in, college instructors and, spin up some of the vocational programs. You know, the state of California, through their prison systems have vocational programs. Here in Shasta College, obviously we've got to work within our budget. And that's what we're trying to do here. And it's probably the most cost-effective way of trying to bring a vocational program to these inmates is to assign them to this particular program via Shasta College.
Yeah. So you're going to screen these guys, obviously, really well. I can put a real good face on this, having been involved with the recidivism rate that we look at in our jail for a long time in this county. The opportunity to actually take a sentenced prisoner and have their complete focus, obviously they want to do well because otherwise they go back to the jail. If not, they're in the jail. These people are in there. They're not wandering around on work release. So they have an opportunity to learn a skill and come out at the end of their sentence time with an actual ability to get a job in a community and move on, as opposed to being kicked out on the street with $25 and they go right back to their old lifestyle because they really haven't changed their makeup while they're in jail.
Well, and that's one reason. I mean, we all got to step up and do our part to break that cycle. So this is just an idea. Again, it's kind of outside the box for some law enforcement people. It's outside the box for me because, my theory of hook and book and walk away and go on to the next criminal, we can't think that way anymore because since realignment has went into effect back in 2011, it's incumbent upon all of Shasta County to try to figure out a way to break that cycle.
Hook and book. I just love that. Yeah. Hook and book. Now, you've hand-selected these people. You're taking a lot of responsibility on this, Captain, because you are taking it. Now, I understand, Joe, that...
Yeah, our campus safety reviews the list with the sheriff, and the college can say no if we think there's someone that's a little higher risk than we're comfortable with. And we really want this to be a very successful first cohort.
What kind of crimes are we talking about?
Some are sitting in there for violation of probation, some theft crimes. Obviously, we have a drug problem within the county. Some have been convicted of drug crimes and possession of stolen property. So it's we're trying to weed out the violent crime sentenced crime inmates right now. And as a matter of fact, we have one that was rejected from the program for a particular violent crime.
And the reality is, if they have a drug issue, and certainly drugs in Shasta County are no new thing, and I bet, just guessing, that we have some on the campus at Shasta College that are doing drugs as we speak. So the difference is, these guys are going to have to go through, guys or gals, are going to have to go through a testing program. They're going to have to be clean, because if they show up any kind of bad behavior, they're back in the jail. Yeah.
And that's, Joe and I were just talking about it before we went on the air here. Being under the work release program, they're going to, obviously they'll have probation conditions as well. There's work release conditions. One of the programs that are identified out there, the heavy equipment program, they do have to pass a drug screening, random drug screening.
How long does this course last? Right now we're kind of setting this up because, Joe, when we go into the next half hour, I want to talk a lot more about the scholastic side of this and your planning. But are they going to, because they'll be running heavy equipment and this, or is it going to, when you say random drug testing for all the attendees, is this, okay, it's Tuesday, get in here. It's time for your analysis. One of those things, you just call them in and do it.
With the heavy equipment program, that's part of it, because to be licensed to run those things with the federal rules and all, you have to be able to be randomly drug tested, so you can be called in anytime.
Okay. The other question then is how many men, how many women, or is there?
It's almost 50-50.
Okay,
so it's a pretty good mix of between the two. So.
We got somebody on the phone, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time to answer her question. But let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. My question is, you guys out there at the Shasta College, you got a fabulous wood shop. You got lots of tools, table saws, and just a lot of really neat stuff. Will the program be for the wood shop and maybe also welding? So, but primarily, I'm questioning about the wood shop, and I'll take the answer on the air. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ron. That's a good question. What he's talking about is opening it up to more areas.
Yeah, for now, we're just going to focus on the three areas we mentioned. And if it, you know, we're hoping to be successful, we'll evaluate. And if we expand, then we'll consider other areas as well.
Okay.
You know, and I have one other question. Was this an issue that was decided in the jail with the sheriff's administration? Was this an issue that had to go before the board so there was public input at all?
We haven't taken – it's been brought before the Board of Supervisors as a, you know, the idea.
An information item.
Information item.
That's where I saw it. Yeah. That's what started this.
Yeah. And, the 4024.2 of the Penal Code gives the sheriff the authority to run programs such as this. So it's something that we want to buy in from the Board of Supervisors
and
support.
And that's the way you get the public input and let the public know what's going on.
You know, this is good that y'all are here today, and we've talked about the process of how you're selecting them, that this is going to be not just somebody just grab out of the cell, hey, you want to go to school. This is a thing they have to apply. A lot of the ones have gone and gotten their GEDs so that when they head out, and we're going to talk to President Joe Weiss of Shasta College as soon as we get back from the break about the scholastic side of this and what they're expecting. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
Dow down about 200 points in early trading. The Taliban ready to free a U.S. soldier held captive since 2009 in exchange for five officers in Guantanamo Bay. This as a condition for peace talks with the U.S. Meanwhile,
U.S. officials are trying to assure Hamid Karzai that the deal to negotiate does not constitute any sort of U.S. recognition of the Taliban. And some muddy waters regarding the U.S. demand that the Taliban renounce the terror group Al-Qaeda. The Taliban spokesman tells Reuters there's no clear definition of what terrorism is.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Actor James Gandolfini dead at 51 of an apparent heart attack.
I should not have to be coming here, hat in my hand, reminding you about your duty to that man.
Gandolfini is Tony Soprano in The Sopranos HBO TV series. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino is turning up the heat on the patio this summer with their heat wave highlight party. Enjoy the scenic view on Elements Patio every Friday night from 9:30 to 1:30 a.m. with tropical-inspired cocktail specials, Corona and Corona Light for the cool price of $3.25, and delicious bites from the overtime appetizer menu. Plus, enter to win a GoPro camera. For details on the heat wave highlight, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the patio.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to offer iWin Wireless Gaming and Overtime Sports Bar Fridays from 5 to 9 p.m. Elements Restaurant Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. And during any bingo session, play now. Your iWin Gaming host will provide you with a personal gaming device and help you get started. 9 varieties of games to choose from. Plus, we'll match your play up to $20. For details on iWin Wireless Gaming at Wind River Resort and Casino, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635. The Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott, and Trish Clark is here on Thursdays.
Good morning.
My buddy and partner here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Great people there. Our guests are Captain Anthony Bertain, who is the head of our jail facility here in the county with the sheriff's office, and the president of Shasta College, Joe Weiss. And thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in today at such a short notice. I mean, literally a short notice, because this was all breaking yesterday, and we've got you on today. We really appreciate that. And we're talking about this new program, Step Up, where we're taking inmates that are in the jail, and they're going to be going to school over at Shasta College in this partnership that's happening, and opened up to heavy equipment, auto mechanics, and administration.
Office administration.
Office administration. Okay. We found out how we're going to get them here. Now, President Joe Weiss, they've just arrived. They've been released from jail, so they're coming. It's not like they're being bussed in. So they're coming in. What's Shasta College's plan on this?
Well, our plan is that we will have worked with the sheriff and with these participants, you know, between the last month or so and up until the fall. And so they'll be prepared. They'll have had know that there's counseling sessions that they need to attend to make sure that they're picking the right courses and following through. Expectations are laid out very clearly. They have to follow our student code of conduct. If we have an issue, we call the sheriff and they can be yanked from the program and put back in the jail.
Is there going to be a deputy on the campus at first, or just?
Not at first. I don't think there's going to be a need to have a deputy there. I mean, the campus right now is patrolled by the city of Reading and the Reading Police Department.
All right.
But we will augment that because of this program out there. If there is an event, a non-emergency event, you know, the sheriff's office will respond out there and assist with any type of disturbance that our particular identified students are creating, if they do create anything.
Well, the way you've picked them, you've been around people a long time. This is your job. You have a confidence that this is not going to be a problem, in fact. Okay, so you said your whole faculty's in on this.
Yeah, our dean and our faculty of the areas involved have been discussing and talking this ahead of time. We wanted to make sure our faculty would be supportive. And, you know, again, Shasta College serves all of our residents, and so our faculty have helped many people turn their lives around. And we view this as an opportunity to have a stronger partnership, to have a better success rate rather than a lower one.
Okay, great. Okay, we've got a phone. We've got a caller on the line. Billy Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I have a comment and a question. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, listen, what I've got in this conversation and this whole idea is absolutely ludicrous. What you guys are trying to do is turn Shasta College into a correctional facility when Crystal Creek is empty up there and has been empty, and for what three classes that you're thinking about putting into the integrated students of Shasta College is absolutely ridiculous. There is no way this community will allow the sheriff's department to make a correctional facility out of Shasta College. Okay. There is too much vulnerability, and there is too much risk, and there is no way that the normal students are going to feel comfortable knowing what's going on. And for the fact of three classes, you open up Crystal Creek, you put those three classes up there and you do it that way. This is absolutely ridiculous, and there's no way this community will allow this to happen. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, Billy Bob, for your comments.
I'll chime in on the Crystal Creek comment. I mean, obviously, back in the day, Crystal Creek served its purpose. Right now, obviously, with the economic times that hit us in the late 2000s, 2008, 2009, I mean, there's just no way that we haven't fully recovered yet, and we cannot open Crystal Creek at this time.
Wasn't that sold to somebody?
The state of California owns Crystal
Creek. Yeah, okay. And that's another thing, and beyond, and even to top that off, Crystal Creek is beyond repair right now with the amount of damage and vandalism that's been out there. And it is not our goal to make Shasta College a correctional institution. That is absolutely incorrect.
Well, you know what, but I understand and his question is, but you've had people out there in the college before that have graduated from our state institutions here in our county jails. Is that correct, Joe?
Yeah, the entire community college system in California is set up to be open access and to provide not only the first chance for all the top 100% of our citizens to go to college, but a second and third and even more chances sometimes. So
let's talk about the reality of the funding.
Okay, but let's talk about that when we get back, because I think a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute, this is a reward for people that have broken the law to be able to go to school. And what about the people that haven't broken the law? And this is when we talk about funding, and let's talk about the reality of funding when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we're talking about the Step Up program, letting selected inmates from our jail system here go into the work release program and then go to and have a partnership with Shasta College to get them into classes. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. That's right, head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in the North State on 555 Cypress Avenue. You know what? They're here to make good deals for everybody, for their neighbors, and then they've got a car, truck, or SUV for all, and their service department is second to none. Head on down, again, 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 223-2177. President Joe Weiss of Shasta College is here, along with Captain Anthony Bertain of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, who runs our jail facility here. They've gotten together and put together a program called Step Up, taking felons from the jail and moving them into, or putting them into the work release program, and then they have been admitted into Shasta College, into the heavy equipment, the auto mechanic, and the administration, office administration, programs. You asked a question, Trish, when you left, about cost.
Well, the reality is, it's not cheap for them to be in the jail. I mean, it costs, it's taxpayers of Shasta County and the state of California, a lot of money for somebody to be incarcerated.
That's correct. And I don't have the exact number, but I know it's at least $100 a day per inmate to house in that facility. And that's covering, you know, obviously the food, the medical, mental health, needs that are required.
So we're talking a minimum of $36,000 a year.
Roughly, yes.
I mean, minimum. Okay. To have somebody in the jail. And I think that's low. Yep.
So once we release them to the work release,
now they qualify just like anybody else to go to school.
Correct.
And so how much does that cost taxpayers?
Community colleges in California currently are funded right around $4,600 per full-time equivalent student for the year.
So they pay you, you know, that's what they pay you. Now the student also pays though, right?
Right.
If they can.
There are fees of $46 a semester unit right now and a few other fees for different services.
But even if we end up paying for that student because they are low income and they qualify under all the other goals and things, we're not paying near $36,000 a year for them to go to college.
Correct.
That is correct. And I'll add this to it. If a particular identified inmate can't pay for their supplies, then by all means, that's what we're going to make them do. If they cannot pay for all the supplies, such as some of the safety equipment, and we do have a couple funding sources available to help cover that cost, so it's just not, you know, a taxpayer burden. A couple of those sources are the Inmate Welfare Fund and some funds from AB 109. So the Inmate Welfare Fund is just a fund source, a revenue stream from, you know, the commissary account in the facility and the phone systems and all that stuff. So we're trying to minimize that cost to taxpayers.
Okay, Joe, the question the last caller said was, it's going to be dangerous out there. But are y'all doing anything different for these classes?
Well, I view this as making it safer because we've identified these students ahead of time. We know who they are. Our campus safety is involved. Currently, when people apply, we're not even allowed by state law to ask if they have a criminal background.
Where have you spent the last 5 years?
You know, really, we view this as an opportunity. A, they'll be more motivated. B, there's more, it's safer than, mm-hmm. than average. And, C, to add to the taxpayer idea, our hope and our goal is to turn these folks into taxpaying citizens rather than a drain on the system.
Well, and you have more information about this group than you have any other student on the campus.
Basically, yeah.
You know, I think I'm a realist and I kind of live in a real world and I think the citizens of Shasta County need to, you know, we talk about this all the time. We get the police chiefs in here to talk about being safe in your community and recognizing that we live in a community where there are some bad people and we need to step up and be responsible for ourselves. And we've got a huge methamphetamine problem. We've got a huge marijuana problem. Reality is we have drugs in our community.
That is correct. I mean, we do have a problem. We got to break the cycle one way or another.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. Cheryl, good morning. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I have a question. I don't like some of the classes at the college already, but I'm especially concerned about what these classes will be. I'm wondering what type of classes will they be taking? Are they chosen for them, or do they decide? I think moral character is an issue sometimes with these young men, and therefore, you know, taking something like human sexuality would be a very bad idea. What is the focus of these classes, and how does it help them get a job?
Okay, Cheryl, that's a question we've talked about. But let's go back, President Weiss. Tell us exactly what the classes are and where they're going with this.
The focus is geared towards skills they can obtain to be able to get employment later. So, you know, heavy equipment, very practical, you know, learning how to drive and move bulldozers and all kinds of things. Office administration, learning how to use technology in the office, how to run an office, and automotive, you know, so repairing automotive and those kinds of things. So it's really geared right now towards very practical skills that in 1 year they can receive a certificate of completion, and then, you know, perhaps some will want to go on and finish an associate's degree in these areas.
So they don't get to go out there and look at the addendum and the schedule and pick any class they want to go to.
Right. For this program, it's very focused.
They're already selected like this. And as one of our callers said, you know, the chances of opening up, but you want to just, let's focus on these three programs and see what happens. They've been identified, so this campus security knows who these people are. There's not a big P on their back, but at least they know what they are. Our Captain Bertain believes that the ones they've selected are got a good chance of this. They've got the right attitude. They're being released into the work release program. And they've got to be successful here, or they go right back to jail.
And I want to one more time remind people that we, as we speak, already have some of these prisoners having been released from the jail who are working in facilities all over Shasta County. Senior centers, all kinds of different places where these people are already intermingling in our community with great success.
All right, we got to take a break, but I want to come back and ask both of our guests here, you know, people do better when they have skin in the game. So effectively, most of these people are saying, hey, here's your chance. You've been arrested, and we're going to release you to a work release program so you can go to school, and it's not going to cost you anything. One of our callers said yesterday, you know, how is that going to work? Because if they, you know, of course, at the other end of it, if they're not producing, they go back to jail. But is there going to be something that says if they are successful, are they going to put some of it back? Are they going to pay back loans or anything like that? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Jana from Vintner Cellar in downtown Reading. I'm proud to announce that our ever-so-popular Christmas in July sale is right around the corner. Stop by and find out more about winemaking with your friends and how to save during our annual sale. The sale comes only once a year and will end on July 31st. I would also like to invite you and your friends to join us for our upcoming wine tour to award-winning DeCaro Cellars and Wild Card Brewery. This tour will be held on June 29th and usually sells out fast, so call today to reserve your seats. Finally, I would like to announce that our beautiful tasting room is now available for your next event. Birthday parties, girls' night out, business meetings, reunions, or just because. Call today to reserve your next party. Call 222-WINE or email us at info@222wine.com to find out more details. There are so many reasons to gather with friends and cheers at Vintner Cellar. Hope to see you soon.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Everybody calls us.
summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Watt and Trish Clark, good morning. We're finishing up our this hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Of course, they've got an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They are the North State's nutrition experts. 221 Locust Street right here in Redding, or give them a call at 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. Good people there. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be, of course, we got Outside the Wire. We're going to be talking about the spirits of this Guatemalan temple and UFOs. That's Outside the Wire at 9 o'clock. But then we're also going to be talking about, we're also going to have on authors and entrepreneurs. So it's going to be a pretty good show tomorrow. Our guest today, Captain Anthony Bertain, heads up our jail facility. And every time, Chief Rob Pelletti comes in, he mentions you specifically because everybody's talking about this, you know, catch and release, and how you now you have found a method to only release the ones that, that you can release, you know, or you can still hold them for a while. So at least have something to do. And we appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
And President Joe Weiss of Shasta College, you all put together a program. A work release program that puts inmates in jail trying to break this cycle where they're going to be, go over to Shasta College and go to the heavy equipment program, the auto mechanics and, administration. Okay. Last thoughts on this, Captain, Bertain?
I just want to, again, thank Shasta College and the probation department and everybody that's, part of this partnership because it is, it's something new. That we're going to do, and I'm just, you know, everybody's being patient with it, and we're excited about it because it is something new that is going to happen, and hopefully that we'll be successful and we'll be able to turn some of these inmates around and make them productive members of society and break that cycle of their criminal past.
Okay, and now, you know, Joe Weiss, president of Shasta College, you've got a big part of this now is that they're on your campus, and there's, how many, by the way, are we talking about?
20 to 25.
Okay. And so people, as you can tell, people are a little concerned about the fact of having them on campus. How do you feel?
Well, we have a very strong culture of safety. Our campus safety office works very hard and we hold our students to a standard of conduct. We have a whole discipline process. This is actually an additional layer that is much more stringent because of the motivation of if they mess up, they get yanked and put back in the jail. I have had my 16-year-old daughter taking classes at the college this past year. You know, just talk to your children anywhere in the county. You got to teach them to be safe and to be looking out. And it's no different. Shasta College is an open campus. So it's different than a high school where it's a closed campus.
And again, we talked, these are not violent criminals that are in this program.
That is correct. We're selecting the nonviolent type individuals to go out there.
And the hammer over the head is if you don't go to class or you don't meet very stringent requirements, you're back in jail with Bubba.
That is correct. They'll be sitting back behind the bars. So, and I just want to add in about the safety part of it again is that's our number one goal is the safety of the campus, the students and the staff. You know, as well as anybody that's going to walk on and, you know, for an event out there at the college is that our goal is safety as well. And I know that's the city of Redding's sure. mission as well, too, is protect everybody that they can. And we're going to do our part to ensure that safety.
Joe, congratulations on that. I applaud you all for this effort.
Well, I want to just say that I, you know, we can't continue to do the same thing we've been doing and expect any different results than we've had in the past. Our jails are overcrowded. We've got to try new and inventive things. And if we can figure out a way to take 10 or 20 people a year and turn them into people that can actually have a skill now, go out and get a job, make a living, wow, we've accomplished something really great in Shasta County, and it's sure worth a try.
Joe?
And I think this could, we do this right, and we're working very hard to do it right. This could become a model that others are going to want to imitate.
This is the first time this is, that we know of this is happening. We could share this model with other people, other communities in the state, so that we actually have people that are going to add something to society instead of being a drain.
Correct.
So, okay. Hey, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks
I know
for having
short,
us on.
I know it was
thank
short, notice here, but there was a lot of questions on it, and I think you've answered almost all those questions. So we appreciate that. Trish Clark, thank you so much for being here.
Just remind the citizens to open your mind and kind of see this through and see if it'll work.
And don't worry about 12 o'clock today. You got to be down there today talking Turtle Bay land exchanges. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Still ringing in Wall Street's ears. Right now, the Dow is down 203 points, rattled by the exit strategy for the Fed's stimulus efforts. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti here live.
Lisa, stocks selling off for a second day. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke kicked off that retreat yesterday, saying the Fed will likely pull back on stimulus later this year. Now investors are trying to adjust to a new reality of higher interest rates. That threat pushing rate-sensitive sectors like the home builders down more sharply than some of the others, but even safe plays like telecoms. And utilities are deep in the red, so are commodities, gold trading below $1,300 an ounce. Lisa.
And even a milestone for the housing recovery isn't helping the markets. Home resales passing the 5 million mark for the first time in 3.5 years. More agents, more fence. Part of a compromise in the works on the Senate's immigration reform plan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.